Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Gérald Darmanin's announcements yesterday in Mayotte may offer a way out of the roadblocks that have paralysed the islands for the past 3 weeks. Darmanin, who was in Mayotte yesterday, said that a maritime iron curtain would be set off to ward off illegal immigration and that changes would also be made to the visa system. One of the citizen collectives responsible for the blockades said that they would start to be lifted within 48 hours. Private nurses will be protesting across the country today after the call was put out by the collective Infirmiers en Colère. Private nurses want better salaries, more resources, and better recognition of their work. In Belgium, two people are in hospital with serious injuries after a shooting broke out last night in Brussels. The perpetrators of the attack are still at large and their motivations remain unknown. The world's fastest marathon runner, Kelvin Kiptum, has died in a car accident. The 24-year-old lost control of his vehicle and hit a tree, also killing his coach. Kiptum was the first man to run a marathon in less than 2 hours, 1 minute. To football, and all of Côte d'Ivoire is celebrating the country's victory in the Africa Cup of Nations yesterday. Côte d'Ivoire, which organised the tournament, beat Nigeria in the final 2-1. And in the US, Kansas City keeps hold of its title in American football. The Chiefs won the Super Bowl once again last night, clinching a 25-22 victory after overtime against San Francisco. The famous halftime show was performed by the singer Usher. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.